God, let's go. Let's go. I'm practicing, Brace. We about to get up here, man. Let's go. Let's go. Baby steps. Baby steps.
I'll see you with the graphics, the motion graphics and all that. Let's get it, dude. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, listen, man. I got one of my really good friends, man, in the social media space, influencer space, man. Met up a few times, but really want to introduce you to the world, to Briggs Fitness. And we were just talking behind backstage that he's been an influencer in this space, man, before it was popular. You was in your 10 plus years as motivating people, being an influencer, really learning social media. And as you're doing that, man, you are one of the ones, few people that have been able to maintain, grow, and really create a stable following and a stable business with yourself, man. So appreciate you joining the show, man. Appreciate you, Britt.
Man, I always love catching up with you, bro. So I'm looking forward to this convo.
Yeah. So, but yeah, today I was telling, man, I feel like a lot of people look at you now and don't really understand, man, that you came, your story is so profound. And that's why I feel like a lot of people can resonate with you. I feel like a lot of people, you grow so much. Because people can, I'm trying to make sure everything's everything. I feel like a lot. Let me see. Hold up. I feel like I'm gonna go. My bad. So I think a lot of people can resonate with you because you went through all the emotions, all the drama, all the relationships, all the tragedy, all the pain, all the early mornings, everything that you are today, you had to travel through all those levels of being. You know what I mean? I feel like people feel like, most people think it's a physical thing, but I feel like you was able to traverse like and really tap into something that was deeper, because there's no way you can be who you are today coming from where you came from without tapping into something deeper. And so I wanted to talk about that art, because everything is art, man. I feel like we are creators at heart, right? We are creators. And I feel like you have created a character in Briggs Fitness with your body, with your lifestyle right now, with your business. Like, you are a pure creator. And so I want to talk about step by step. Like, what's and you know, you was like, man, I'm just learning the art of WD, but you was doing it though, Briggs. You don't even know you was doing it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the art of the come up, man? Let's go on the base metal of where your lowest point was and how that energy felt.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, bro, the journey has been long, it's been arduous, it's been, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually draining and uplifting, left, right, up, down, all of the above. But I think it started for me in hell. My life at the time when I made the decision to design my life, to design my reality, I was living in hell. Like, I believe heaven and hell are states of mind. Right. So at the time, bro, I'm morbidly obese, 360 pounds. You're muted, bro. I don't know if I can't hear you. Nah. I lost your audio. Yo. Technical difficulties is a part of this process. It's all good. We're gonna make it do what it do. Figure that out though. Did you lose power to your mic?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. This mic just I don't know what happened. I can hear you. I'm just gonna talk to you through the screen though, okay. A little bit.
Hello. All right, perfect. Can you hear me fine though? Yeah, I can hear you. Absolutely. I was saying that, you know, at the time when I decided to start to step into my power, when I started to design my life, I was at a place where I was in hell, man. I didn't like who I was. you know, I was morbidly obese. I was 360 pounds. I was dealing with anxiety and depression. I was broke. You know, I wasn't living in integrity. You know, I just wasn't the type of human that I could be proud of. And just honestly, bro, the first block was seeds planted from The Secret, right? The book, The Secret, was my introduction to, I guess, my power. That's the thing that taught me that my life, my body, everything was a byproduct of my thoughts. So that's kind of where it started for me, right? And when I was able to reflect and see, you know, how I created this messed up life, it made me feel empowered, right? It stung at first. It was like, oh shit, then I'm responsible for these diabetes, this high blood pressure, this negative bank account, these toxic relationships. I'm responsible for it, right? But once I realized that I created that, that means if I made some changes, that I can create the opposite. So that's kind of how it happened. That's the beginning of it, at least, you know?
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know why, I don't know what happened to my mic. Like you said, it's always, when you learn this stuff, it's always some technical difficulties. But I'm sure you experience it too, don't you, sometimes?
Absolutely, no, absolutely. This is part of this technology game.
Yeah, so listen, man, I was saying, man, I don't want you to just walk over what you just said, because what you just said, that heaven and hell are states of mind. Mm-hmm. That is more than a mouthful for people. So do you feel like, let me ask you this, because Christianity and religion has really sold us, right? They sold us external things. They sold us a sky daddy. They sold us that something was external from us. They sold us that they got all our parents and grandparents broke as hell praying to something external. They got everybody in our community going to church every weekend, repeating the same patterns, looking for something, waiting for something after they die, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you to just walk over what you just said, that heaven and hell are states of mind. When did you come to that conclusion, for one? Because I know you were programmed like the rest of
us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And two, when you truly understood that, man, what thought process did you have?
I think I came into the realization of my power, and I kind of unplugged from the matrix once I realized that I was creating all of this, right? Once I realized that my attitudes, my beliefs, my habits, you know, my thoughts, my emotions was responsible for creating the reality that I was experiencing. I'm like, once I started, you know, and the word manifest gets thrown around a lot, right? But once I started creating reality and it was like, there's something here that wasn't taught to me in church. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's something here other than what I've learned all my life about spirituality. And once I realized that the torment that I was experiencing in my life, everything that was negative was created by just a perspective that I had on things, it kind of changed the game for me.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're saying you keep freezing up. I don't know if it's my computer or what. But when do you remember when you was like sat back and was like, bro, heaven ain't what I've been told it was. Do you remember that or not?
I always had issues with that story anyway, from, you know, before I kind of stepped into this journey. I always had questions about the legitimacy of this concept of heaven and hell as it was taught in church. Yeah. So it wasn't until I was able to access bliss at will, right? That I realized that heaven was within me, right? It wasn't until I experienced getting, you know, caught in negative ways of thinking that created what I call hell, right? So it was the experience of both sides of the spectrum of my power that kind of shifted my perspective on what is heaven and hell.
Yeah. So I mean, was it? So you saying it was even before you started this journey?
You was on. Yeah, that. Because yeah, like I said, I always had. It was always the story always seemed off to me. Like hell is this place you go when you don't listen to God and you burn in fire, and it always felt like, yeah, I don't know if I really, you know, believe that.
How do you look at it now though? Because I still feel like it's the same thing though. It's just an internal game.
Yeah, there is a hell, and like I said, most of us are living it and creating it in our own minds, you know. When you don't live with the knowledge of your power, you're in hell.
You first have to know your power. What is the power?
We are gods, bro. That's the name of my coaching program. We are gods. Yeah, absolutely, bro. I submitted the trademark for that. Wow. We are gods.
Nobody had that?
It was available. Absolutely. Yes. And that's what it all sums down to. And it says it in the Bible, you know, we are made in His image, you know, God's with the lowercase g. We co-create our life experience, every aspect of it. We co-create it with divine source. And if you don't recognize that, then to me, that's a form of hell, because you are giving your power away to some entity outside of you. And you are kind of just like blowing in the wind. The idea of living in that sort of existence feels like hell to me.
Yeah. Do you get some pushback from that or not? Ever?
Of course, but
listen. I know you're not tripping, but.
Sheeple. But, ain't anybody tripping off the sheeple? You know what I'm saying? Like, of for people who don't, if anything, man, like. If I feel empathy for folks who get triggered by my light, it's like, I'm not going to be angry at you. I know what it's like to be in the darkness. You know, I don't expect people to understand this because it's uncommon. It's very, we live in a world that is addicted to mediocrity and comfort, bro. And if anything disrupts their, you know, their form of reality, right? Their idea of what life is supposed to be like, they don't know what to do with that. So they attack it. And I just understand that.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Bricks, you really truly might, I know you probably heard it before, man. You might be one of the most authentic, real, confident people out here in this social media influencer space. Cause I'm telling you, I travel. I've been around. You know, I've been everywhere. I'm talking to everybody. And you always have been one of the most convicted, like true, real people out here. Have you heard that before?
I know that about myself, and I appreciate you articulating that for sure. Okay. That coming from a king, it means a lot. But I feel like we live in a world where if you don't stand on your principles, on your values, on your morals, if you don't know yourself, you're going to get washed away. So it's something that I've intentionally built. This wasn't always true for me. I wasn't always confident. I wasn't always assertive. I wasn't always, you know, and obviously I still have my moments where I doubt myself.
I was going to piggyback that to ask where that came from.
I think growing up in Brownsville, first and foremost, you learn, you have to assert yourself. You have to be confident. And I was really good at faking it at first. You know, when I was overweight, bro, when I was 360 pounds, in order for me to be attractive to women, in order for me to, you know, not be picked on, I had to put on this persona as if I'm untouchable, or not necessarily untouchable, but as if I was confident, as if I had my shit together when I didn't. So it started off as an act. And I guess this is the power of affirmations, man. I just started to reprogram myself. You know, one time we spoke, I told you for a good while, I stopped watching TV. I disconnected from friends and a lot of my family. And I reprogrammed myself. I had an idea of who I wanted to be, the identity that I wanted to form. And I just affirmed it. every single day with words and action. And slowly over time, and it took a long time, I became him.
Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah, take us back there, man. Take us back there to, and how long, because it was it 90 days you did it?
No, initially, bro, it was probably a good, hold on, that I gave up television, and it was probably like a good year. Yeah, like a good year, like no TV. I would do nothing but read books and listen to motivational speakers and listen to podcasts. Like I was intentionally reprogramming my mind, right? I wanted to reinstall my software. I wanted to uninstall the current operating system and I wanted to reinstall a new one. And I was just very intentional about that. And I would experiment with different modalities. And it's brought me, like, I'm a man of discipline, bro. A lot of the confidence that you feel from me comes from the disciplines that I've installed in my life. It comes from who I know I am when these cameras are off and I'm behind closed doors. I know what I do every single day. You feel what I'm saying? So the journey started off as just me programming myself, and that continues, right? A lot of my daily disciplines now are things that obviously are just the manifestation of the growth process. And now it's just a part of me, you know, my daily disciplines.
Yeah. What a, give us a couple, man. I'm sure, obviously you said, I'm sure you probably still don't watch a lot of TV.
No.
I'm not a girl. I don't know if she trying to put you on the couch.
Yeah. You got to do that with her. But my disciplines in general, I do a lot of primal habits, right? Fasting. Like right now I'm on a 3-day watermelon fast.
Yeah, look how big Rick is, man. So people telling me we need all this food. Now you sitting here looking like, you know what I mean, Olympic gold medalist. They telling me we need all these 3, 4, 5 meals a day plus snacks.
Nah, bro. So I'm on a fast. I fast every day, at least 16 hours, right? I meditate daily. A deliberate cold exposure. So I do at least 12 minutes in 40 degree water every week.
You got a plate there? You got it at home?
I got it here. Yeah, I got it set up at the crib. I just went and bought the Rubbermaid situation, you know, the big Rubbermaid tub. And you fill it up. And I use water bottles. I freeze the water bottles so I can reuse them. You feel what I'm saying? Like I got like 3 big things of water bottles in the deep freezer and I just throw them in there. Anyway.
In there with water? You just put the holes in there, throw it in there?
Yeah, so I fill it up. I put Epsom salt in there. I probably change the water like every two weeks, right? And I just put the bottles of water in the water, right? And it chills it down to like 43, 44 degrees. And I sit in that joint for like 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes sometimes. I do that 3 times a week. But it's a big part of my routine, right? In order for me to train myself to handle stress, in order for me to have a tool to change my state whenever I need to change my state. So, deliberate cold exposure, fasting, yoga, meditation. I practice yoga at least 4 to 5 days a week. I'm getting into more, you know, deeper modalities of yoga at this point, Kundalini, Ashtanga, right? It's a powerful technology.
It's helpful you go to a place.
Oh, no, I do it at home. But sometimes I'll go to yoga classes, but for the most part, you know, I practice at home. I got my Zen den up here at the crib where, you know, I got my yoga mat and my blocks and all that, but it's a discipline.
You can do it by yourself with nothing.
Just me. Sometimes I'll throw a video on, but for the most part I practice, man. Like I'm a yogi, bro. That's something that I've attached to my identity and it's transformed my world, you know. But these are some of the disciplines, you know, that I do that has absolutely fortified me. Yep.
You got fasting, meditation, cold exposure, yoga, what else?
Fasting, yeah. Those are the main things. Fasting, deliberate cold exposure, meditation, yoga, kind of the same. Not really the same, but yeah. And those are my things. Those are the what you're experiencing, the confidence and all of that that you just pointed out is a byproduct of my disciplines.
Yeah. Is it has anything to do about your environment or like where you place yourself or like your friends or your community? How important is that for your for keeping you in a state and keeping you successful? What would you say?
Man, it is everything, bro. Your tribe is everything. I'm so blessed to be connected to some of the most powerful people walking, some real powerful black men, you know, I have access to, and it has been a healing and grow, you know, I've grown so much from the connections and the relationships that I've been able to cultivate over the years.
Yeah, that's neat, man.
For sure.
Yeah. So cold, I was talking to Myron Golden the other day. He was like, cold exposure is similar to what you were saying. It helps you regulate your emotions. So I gotta try. One thing I haven't tried, man, I'd be like, I like my son, like that cold exposure is it's tough. It's tough,
but that's what it's that's why it's so beneficial. You know, right. You know how that go. You know that, you know, it's tough because it sharpens you in so many ways. And the more you educate yourself on those benefits, bro, it'll inspire you to jump in that ice, bro. That ice changed my life.
You feel a real difference,
bro. What?
Wow.
Bro, it has transformed me in so many ways, bro. Has transformed me in so many ways, man. But do the research. Look at the science. So look at the physiological benefits, and then also, you know, just have conversations about the spiritual and mental and emotional benefits. It's like, bro, it is no better way to spend 4 minutes of your day than sitting in some ice.
Did it take you some doing, or you were mentally tough enough to just to get in there?
Oh, no, I got in. You don't want to think about it. You just want to get in. Your body adapts, bro. It adapts. My son does it, bro. He had his homie over here the other day. He called me. I was in Mexico. He sent me a picture of him and his homie doing ice baths. I'm like, this is what we talking about. It's the new generation right here.
Yeah. You a great example for your kid, man. Don't you feel like that's one of your biggest whys to be fit, to be athletic, to really stay on your game, like, because you know you got somebody just mirroring you, looking at everything you're doing, not saying nothing, but they looking at you.
Mm-hmm. No. That was the reason I even went on this journey. If it wasn't for my kids, I probably would have offed myself during that dark period of my life, truly. So, you know, knowing I wanted to be the living example of how I wanted my children to treat themselves, right? I always say I wanted to become the type of man I would want my daughter to marry. You feel what I'm saying? And that was my North Star. And that's the thing still to this day that guides my decision-making on a day-to-day basis. I try to live as if everything I do is documented and is going to be watched by my kids and my grandkids. Like, that's how I try to live.
Everything you're doing is going to be documented. Everything. Grandkids and your great grandkids.
Yep. Whether that's, you know, in front of folks or behind closed doors, that's the energy I try my best to make decisions from.
Yeah. What keeps you away from the pull of? Because right now, I'm sure you, if you wanted to, you could take your foot off the gas a little bit. You could cruise. You could like get into a comfort mode, not do the ice baths for a day, for a week, maybe not. Maybe go out to eat something, you know, you like, what keeps you away from going back to comfort? Or because don't you feel like the wave of society is comfort? Like 95% of what they push at us is television, scroll on social media, eat fast food, like watch sports, be comfortable. What keeps you going when the tide is comfort.
For me, bro, whenever I, you know, whenever I am not operating on this level, I feel mental health issues. It's like my spirit attacks me whenever I take my foot off the gas in any area of this. And I love that, right? It's like supreme accountability. And it's because I have a mission attached to my life, bro. Like, I don't get the luxuries of comfort like a lot of people do, and I don't want it, right? I don't want to be able to stand to kind of like cruise at everybody else's speed. I don't even want to do that. It's so programmed into my nervous system at this point that when I do take my foot off the gas, it's like, that shit hurts. it hurts. Comfort kills. And I've programmed my mind, my subconscious mind to associate comfort with dying. You feel what I'm saying? Like with death, like a slow, and I feel it. Like spiritually, I'm so spiritually connected to myself that whenever I step off the path, there's the rumble strip. You feel what I'm saying? I feel the rumble strip. Like when you kind of veer off the highway, that yeah, that's what my shit feel like, bro. When I'm off my game. So, and I'm grateful for that, to be honest. I don't want nothing to do with comfort or pleasure and, you know, excess. Don't get me wrong, bro. I'm not trying to make it seem like I live this militant monk type life. I still, I have fun. But I'm very adamant about staying focused, bro. There's a mission. I'm on a mission.
Yeah. What's that mission, man? What's Brick's mission right now? What's your mission?
I'm just a vessel, bro. I'm a vessel. None of what I just articulated to you is me. I never chose any of this. I never chose any of this. I'm being used to show people what happens when you choose to take control of your reality, right? When you choose to take control of your health, when you choose to divorce the story, right? From your childhood, from your upbringing, from your neighborhood, from your religion, when you choose to divorce that and you allow your own personal relationship with the divine to guide you, my mission is to show people what happens when you listen to that, and when you listen to source, and you disconnect from the noise, and you serve people. Like I'm here. I'm a server of people, bro. That's all the energy, the resilience, all of this that God gave me, bro, is so that I can serve people.
Yeah. I know you're the fitness guy, but man, I think, what would you say your true essence is? Is it being an example? But when you train your people, when you get, because you deal with people that are overweight, obese, that want to get back into looking like bricks or getting in shape or looking good. Like, what is your, how do you teach them from a, eat better, work out? Or do you touch divorce the story? Do you touch?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I understand your question. I always try to let them know, like, your physical is just the external manifestation of what's going on inside of you, right? What's going on in your mind, in your heart, right? Your thoughts, your attitudes, your beliefs, right? Your emotions. Your body is just gonna reflect that environment. So I'm big on helping them sharpen their self-awareness. I'm really big on teaching them the connection between their mind and their body, right? I'm really big on promoting the idea of healing. If you wanna lose weight, if you wanna change your behaviors, you gotta heal the root of the self-destructive behaviors. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm bringing, I'm putting stuff like this on their radar, right? I'm a big part of my program is intentional self-reflection. I do it daily with them. Like I that's one of the habits that I have them do, a daily check-in, right? I have a text message that goes out to all of my group coaching program clients where I ask them to rate themselves 1 to 10 in different areas of my mental, spiritual, physical, spiritual, and nutritionally. I ask them to rate themselves, reflect. What choices did you make, right? Just building that awareness so that they can pick up on the patterns so that they can have deep understanding, because that's when healing happens. When you understand your behaviors, when you understand the nature of your mind, that's when you can liberate yourself from it. But if it's happening on a strictly subconscious level, you have no power to control that. You have no power to change that. So it's more about like sharpening their awareness and helping them to understand the connection between their mind, their emotions, and their bodies.
How do people respond to that?
They got to be ready. That's the thing. And that's why it's a very niche program, right? I got to find people. I got to meet people who are at the right place in their journeys in order for it to reach them. My job is to be a mirror for them, help share the insights that I've gathered, during my decade long, journey with this, because those insights, we're all a reflection of each other, bro, right? Those insights help them have deeper understanding of self. And there's nothing more healing than to understand yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So, but their response when they're ready, it's just gratitude, right? It's gratitude. It's understanding, and this is what allows them to bear the ups and downs of the journey, is having this understanding. So it's a blessed position to be, bro. I'm just trying to get these brothers to take these masks off, take their mask off. A lot of us are hiding behind masks. You feel what I'm saying? And my job is to help them see that and to help them remove their masks so that they can really access their power.
Yeah. Talk about that, man. What do you mean when you say brothers got masks? And when did you take yours off, or did you ever have one on?
Oh, I definitely had one on, bro. I think, what's the best way to articulate that? It's more like so many people are not in touch with themselves. They don't know themselves, right? A lot of men are walking around with absolutely no knowledge of themselves. They don't know who they are. They don't know what their values are. They don't know their identity. They don't know where they're going. They don't know their purpose. And they have this mask on, like they walk around like a character in a movie, kind of fulfilling this role based on these expectations that society has put on them. And when they so I guess removing the mask is just recognizing that this whole shit is a simulation and we've been playing by rules. Like, this whole shit, bro, we're fat by design. We're the fattest country in America, in the world. American. That's by design, right? So kind of bringing stuff to their awareness like that to help them make better choices and to free themselves.
Yeah. In terms of we've been programmed to be NPCs and not think for ourselves, to kind of follow the script that's been handed to us and not really create the script that we truly, our higher self wants to go by. Is that kind of what?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's like, I meet people in the beginning of that when they're just stepping into their awareness about that. And I think I'm good at, and I'm still working on it, but I think I'm good at finding language to get people who are at that place in their journey to understand what's happening in a way where it's like, I'm not losing them with certain terminology. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know how to tell stories using my own experiences to get to drive these points home, to get them to realize, oh damn it, oh, to articulate, like I said, the concepts, because stories is the tool. Like, we got to use stories, bro. For a lot of the people who are a few paces behind us, stories has been one of the most powerful tools and effectively getting the information to them.
Yeah. Do you, and the cool thing about you, like I said in the beginning, man, you've been there. So you kind of can resonate and relate and have empathy for the place that they are at in their game or when their state of mind.
Yeah. I'm able to articulate their pain better than they can.
Yeah.
And that's why they trust me, because they know I know what they're going through. You feel what I'm saying? And that's a responsibility that I take serious, you know, for sure.
Yeah. What makes people keep going, and what makes people quit and bow out? I'm sure you have people that be like, man, this shit ain't for me, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like my Chick-fil-A too much. I like, you know what I mean? I like to kick up, man. Fuck this. Like,
yeah.
It ain't that serious, man. You know what I'm saying? What separates these two people?
I like to say, honestly, bro, the people who I've managed to help lose significant amounts of weight, it wasn't me. Like, they had the thing, right? And some people got the burning desire, and some people just don't. They think they want it, but they haven't experienced enough pain, or the attitude or the belief system in their head makes it feel like it's not accessible. But the ones who do it would have did it whether they found me or not. You feel me? I just feel like I was blessed enough to be the person that was able to guide them. But I never take credit for nobody's success with this, because it's too much work that a person has to do. I can give you all the information in the world, but you still got to get up and do the work. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just a numbers game, bro. I'm trying to find ways to be more effective at helping people, but at the same time, I know people got to meet me halfway, and a lot of people are not ready. So it's kind of hard, bro. It's kind of hard to articulate what separates those who do it from those who don't. But I think it's the same in all these games, whether it's weight loss, whether it's making $1 million, whether it's having successful relationships. You're always going to have the outliers. You know, you're always going to have the minority, that 1 to 5%. And then you're going to have everybody else, you know?
Yeah, that's real, man. Yeah, 1 to 5% going to make it through. That's Earl Nightingale, man. He said, once you get 25, it's only 5% of the world is going to, like, people give up, man. They just become washed away with the mind of the world. Like, you know what I mean?
They're addicted to comfort and pleasure. That's one thing I was very intentional about, was to really deprogram my addiction to, and even my appreciation for pleasure and comfort. It's like I've, given up sex for extended periods of time on purpose, right? By choice, because I know it was something that controlled me, you know? And I felt like if I can control my dick, and if I can control what I put into my face, then I'm unstoppable. So I made it a mission to be able to develop those utilities, you know?
Yeah. Hey, that's strong, man. So you're saying, let's say we got a man here that you know is a chosen spirit, man, that has light, that is designed to do great things, but the world has pretty much pushed him around. It kind of had their way with him. He's became average, came out of shape, knee hurt, back hurt, you know what I mean? Just normal now. What would be the first couple steps that you would say that they should take to get on that track to become who they're designed to be?
Isolation. Get quiet, get in an environment, preferably in nature, and be by yourself with your thoughts. with a notepad and just observe what come up first and foremost, right? Remind yourself who you are. If you, and like you said, this individual at some point recognized their light and they lost it. You got to clear the noise. You got to get rid of all the noise and rediscover the light. That's the first thing I would do is find some solitude and get into the quiet.
What you do when the thoughts come up, Rick? Because you said it sounds like you got a hell of a story, man. When that pain shows itself, you just sit with it.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing. We fuck up by trying to do something about it and thinking that there is something to do. There is nothing to do. It's just you be with it. You observe it. I've made it a habit in 2024, man, coming into 2024, to be curious, right? Whenever any sort of negative emotion, anything that challenges me comes up, it's like I get curious. What is this supposed to be teaching me? And I sit with that and I observe what actions or thoughts I'm inspired to take, and I make sure I put as much space as I possibly can in between this, you know, the trigger, the stimulation of the thought or the emotion and an action. I try to really take advantage of the space that I've created. That's the thing. Like, our power lies in between, you know, your emotion comes up, you're triggered by whatever it is, the emotion comes up, and then there's the action. And a lot of us, we react, right? The emotion pops up and we react. We do something not totally subconscious, not choosing the action. But with mindfulness, right, meditation, yoga, all of these modalities that I shared, that I participate in, the gift that has given me is to be able to put more space in between the thought, the emotion, and the actual choice, the behavior I make. Or I display, I should say. And so when it comes up, it's like, I almost, bro, listen, man, my girl, sometimes she'll see me and she'll be like, she'll see me smirking, like out of nowhere. Like, I'll just be in deep thought and I'll have this like smirk come on my face. And she asks me, she's like, what? Like, I'll just be observing the craziness that comes up. And I'm at the point now where the relationships that I have with my thought, It's like I find it humorous, some of the shit that my mind comes up with in these moments. And it's like just knowing that I am not my thoughts and I am not my emotions, and I allow it to come up and I observe it, I get curious, I unpack it, and then I let that shit pass. You feel what I'm saying? It's a fucking dark cloud. That's all it is. It's a dark cloud that's right now. And the thing is, it's like you start to recognize the pattern it has. Like, I can almost time when I'm going to have dark days. It's almost like on a scheduled pattern at this point. Like, I know it. So now it's like when I experience it, it's like, all right, well, let me sit through this shit. Let me not fucking eat some bullshit, because that's what sometimes I do, though. And if I do, so what?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's the guilt. It's the guilt that fuck us up. You feel what I'm saying? That's when we perpetuate the downward spiral. But if you can just allow yourself to feel or do whatever you feel or do in that moment, and you contain it to that moment, and then you get back to it, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's the guilt, man. The guilt is the fuel for the disease of the mind. Mm. So I don't allow it. I love myself through all of my dark moments. That's what I act. That's my reflex is love, acceptance. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
you accept yourself regardless.
Regardless, bro. If I'm showing up as this confident dude right now, or if I'm in my head feeling like a pussy, I accept it. I don't try to wrestle. I don't let, You feel me? I don't let the activity of my mind penetrate my identity, right? It's just a thing that's happening. It's not me. It's just a thing. I make it, it's almost like I have this third party perspective on the activity of my mind. Like I'm watching it like I'm watching you on the screen right now.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And that frees me from it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're no longer attached to the character.
Nah, bro.
I'm the observer of the character.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's free, it's liberating.
Yeah. Do you feel the pull of the collective consciousness still? Or do you feel like you have isolated yourself enough and create a bubble around your reality enough that you really don't get pulled by collective?
Nah, it's impossible not to feel the pull. You know, like we are the collective. I cannot be not a part of the collective, but I'm also aware of when I'm feeling that pull. And then I recognize that I have a choice. Do I want to let it pull me or do I not? You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, to say that I don't feel it would be a lie. I definitely feel it. And I have my moments where I'm strong, which is most of the time. And then I have my moments when I'm not strong. And then that's okay too. Because it's all a part of the experience. I got to integrate. I got to allow and accept all of it. You feel me? And I think that's where my power lies. Is I'm here for whatever comes up and however I show up to it. You feel what I'm saying? However that may look that day. Sometimes it's on point. Sometimes it's not. And it's just that. You feel me? Like, that's just that.
It sounds like, I hear what you're saying, but it sounds like you created structure and discipline. Like, I think you led with discipline. So I feel like as long as you're consistent around your habits, I feel like you can't get pulled too far.
That's the thing. That's my anchor. My discipline, my rituals, my habits is the anchor. And that's why that's why I don't panic. Because it's like I always can return to my mat and center myself. I can always return to the meditation pillow, right? I can always return to the ice to center myself, to get me back in alignment. So, yes, you're right. And that's why I told you, like, my confidence comes from my disciplines. It is my anchor, for sure.
Yeah. When you look outside, man, you see what's going on, like, these days. What's your take on society at large, man? Do you got a take on it or not?
I think right now what's happening is this is the collective ego throwing a tantrum, right? Trying to do all it can before because the tide is shifting, bro. The collective is waking the fuck up. And all of these shenanigans is just the collective ego, like I said, throwing a tantrum, this is the Hail Mary.
Trying to do everything they can to get
trying to do anything it can to distract us, but the force of the collective cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. And though it looks like, you know, the shenanigans are dominating, it's not. It's not. That's just what gets all the attention. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't listen, man. I learned to use society as a tool for good, right? I know how to trigger people to get engagement on social. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I know how to use these polarizing topics in order to get people to pay attention to what I got going on over here. It's like, I can observe it and just not be, you know, caught up in it, but still play the game. You feel me?
Yeah. We're in the world, not of the world.
Not of it, period.
Yeah. But I was just curious of what your thoughts were. So I like that. You're saying it's the collective ego having a tantrum right now.
Yep, that's what it is.
Get as much attention as he can from all the, you know what I mean, sleep people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, bro. But I could see through it.
Yeah. What's what you doing now in terms of like what's your business like? Anything new as far as like bricks fitness?
Yeah.
I saw some shirts coming up. I seen some different designs and stuff like that. What you got?
Yeah. So we relaunched the Consistency Over Intensity T-shirts. I just launched my We Are Guys group coaching program. We are on like month three, something like that. I also, what else did I want to share just now? Oh, I want to step into, I want to get from behind a camera, bro. I want to get in front of people. I want to get in rooms with people. This virtual shit is cool. Online and all that is cool. It's powerful. But I want to start doing workshops. I want to start doing retreats. You know, I want to start speaking. I want to write a book. Like I want to step into that. So that's what's next. And I got the stars aligning to be able to make that pivot. I got some exciting things in the works, man. For sure.
Keep posted on that, man. I love for you to come down here to Florida, man, do like a little workshop retreat. Right here with me, man. I feel like that would go.
Let's talk about it, bro. I'm about to do one in Tulum in August. I'm collaborating with Coach Get Right, and yeah, bro. Let's.
Who's Coach Get Right?
Yeah, Coach Get Right. He worked with athletes. He works with athletes, but look him up.
Is that the one to be in Walmart and shit like that? Like
Look him up, man. Good brother, bro. I want to connect y'all. You got to come out to Tulum.
You got the date August what?
Yeah, well, we're kicking around a few dates right now. We're about to solidify everything, but I'll keep you posted with everything for sure. But yeah, no, I would love to do a retreat with you, bro. Like let's really brainstorm on that.
Yeah, man. I got
a retreat or workshop or whatever.
Here, man. Right on the beach, man. It's a nice little park. I feel like we could, even if it's like 12 or 15 real intimate type of deal, we could really impact some lives and obviously our lives as well. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you, what are your thoughts on psychedelics?
That's a question right there. I think everything is inside of us, man. Honestly, everything is inside of us. I feel like if you feel like somebody like you that is disciplined, already doing the work, already in monk mode, already at a certain spot in your life where you're not running from yourself, I feel like you can play around with that. But I feel like it has became so like a crutch for people to skip steps in terms of awakening process that
because my perspective is a little different. I think the intelligence of the plant will not allow anybody to skip steps. You can't fake spiritual awakening or growth. You can't fake that shit. It's impossible to skip steps.
Let me push back. You can be aware of something, but not have the discipline and the foundation to maintain that. And I feel like a lot of
Then what good is the awareness?
What's that?
That's
what I'm saying. If you don't have discipline, if you don't have a structure, if you're not hyper independent, at least you are, I don't know. I feel like I've seen so many people turn to psychedelics, turn to shrooms, turn to ayahuasca. And yeah, they come back with understanding that they're God, understanding that they're creating their reality, understand their habits they understand all these things, but they've so, their programming is so deep that they lash out at life and then they get mad and then they play victim and they just like, they think.
Yeah, it don't do the work for you. You're right. Nah, it's not going to do the work for you. But I understand exactly what you mean. I honestly haven't experienced any person who has, you know, stepped into the world of plant medicine who wasn't ready for it. So I don't have that experience. But okay. I could see what you're describing.
Let's talk about it then. What's your take, man? Because I've never done psychedelics, but a lot of people tell me, they be like, "Hey, man, where you at?" I'm telling you, you get into that, that shit's over.
Bro. You out of here. You are out of here. If you see, my thing is, I respect the intelligence of the plant medicine, bro. And I'm against recreational use. I think it should always be ceremonial, right? Whether it's psilocybin, whether it's LSD, whether it's ayahuasca, it should always be in a controlled ceremonial type setting with professionals, you know, people who know how to guide you on that journey. So yeah, let me just kind of start with that. I'm not a, yo, let's pop some shrooms and go to the bar type of dude. Like, nah, never that. Like I respect that plant too much for that. Not to, you know, anybody who choose to do that, because I could see how that could be fun. That's just not how I choose to honor, you know, the plant medicine. I've done a few sittings with ayahuasca. I'm going to be doing it again pretty soon. Actually, when I was in Tulum, I met a shaman who I trust, who I vibe with, who I'm going to be doing another sitting with. And I've learned so much. To say the least, I've learned so much about myself. It's helped me tap into different levels of myself. So a part of what you're experiencing in this conversation is the byproduct of plant medicine, for sure. A lot of my healing has happened through plant medicine. A lot of the insights that helped me repair my relationship with my mom came through plant medicine. So I'm definitely an advocate for it in the right setting if used responsibly.
Let me ask you this then. Do you feel like when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I do understand that. But do you feel like the bricks that was inhaled, if he was taking those, what that's what I mean. Like you gotta be.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You have to prepare yourself. You have to build a proper foundation.
Absolutely. It's not like I'm doing a workshop of people who are like fabrics and I'm like, hey, let's do these psychedelics. Nah, bro. No. Absolutely not. There's a level of foundation that has to be established within one's own, you know, will and discipline before, in my opinion, right? And I'm no expert. This is my opinion, but I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah, that's all I was trying to say, man, because it's starting to get so like popular. Yeah. And I know
people everything right. Nowadays, bro. Everybody does that. People do that to everything nowadays, bro. So no, I understand what you're saying. And I'm 100% aligned with what you're expressing with that. I agree. But
with somebody like you, I feel like, man, go, you know what I mean? Go balls to the wall on that. Cause that's just like you said, it's helping you get deeper aspects that you probably will take 10, 20 years to get to, you know, but to do that through a ceremony, through this plant medicine to really, so I'm interested, man. I'll definitely hit you up, man. If you got some insight or some connections
I got you. Yeah. Nah, I think you have never tried any plant medicine. Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like, I know, and this is a vulnerable thing for me to say, I know I got a lot of healing still to do. Like, you know what I mean? I know I've opened up a lot of my higher chakras, but I feel like some of those lower chakras are still not processing. You know what I mean? But life is good and everything is everything. I feel like everything is perfect. Everything is in perfect timing. Continue to keep doing the work, though.
You know, just be open to it, bro. Like, just make sure you are aware of any subconscious blocks that you may have to it, because you may be guided in that direction, and your preconceived ideas or opinions about it may block it. So just be open. That's all I'm saying. Like, remain open.
Somebody like you says, you know what I mean? Go for it. That gives me the green light. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Yeah, I respect you. I respect your hustle, man. Where you at when you taking your business? You know what I'm saying? So now I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. No doubt, bro.
What is it? So you said you've done
LSD. I've done LSD, psilocybin, ayahuasca. Yeah, multiple times.
And you feel like every time your life elevates?
Let me say this. Every time I learn exactly what I should learn in that moment.
And it sticks.
And it sticks, bro. It sticks. It, you know what it does, bro? You have experiences that kind of break you away from a lot of the conditioning, right? And I've had experiences with breath work, right? With Kundalini yoga that kind of breaks up that, you know, breaks up the, you know, how can I say it? Yeah, bro, just the conditioning. Yeah, just the conditioning. Like it allows you to have a different perspective on reality.
Yeah.
That sometimes can't be experienced through without some assistance from nature. You know, so that's one of my biggest takeaways from the experience.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to get into it. My next chapter in life, man. I'm gonna get after it.
Let me share one experience that I had with ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I was able to sit on a bed next to my 11-year-old self, and I was able to talk to my 11-year-old self while my mom was in the room getting raped. Right in that moment, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, bro, you are the one. All of this is gonna have meaning later. You're gonna survive. You're gonna thrive. You're gonna heal. You're gonna be okay. And even right now, look, I'm getting goosebumps, bro. Like, I was never the same after that experience. Talk about healing the inner child. I was literally able to, as myself, sit down with my 11-year-old self and love on me, which helped heal my relationship with my mom. And you can imagine the impact that that has had on a nigga life. You feel me? And all of this, I obviously can never have that experience without plant medicine, you know? So that's why I'm such an advocate for it, because I've had experiences that changed me forever, that healed me deeply. You feel what I'm saying? I can't hear you, bro. You're muted or something. You lost your audio. Nah. Still no. Let me make sure it ain't me. I don't think it's me. You can still hear me though, right? Nah, I can't hear you, bro.
Hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Damn, that's weird, bro.
Yeah, so
you saw I ain't touched nothing.
But
you can hear me. But I was saying, like, that's powerful. And for two, like, when you truly understand there's no such thing as time, only now exists. The past, present, and future is happening right now. Everything is everything. Your 5-year-old self and your 100-year-old self is right here. Like, you can really do some work, man, with that knowledge. And it sounds like doing the psychedelics able, because sometimes there's so much subconscious things happening
that we don't have privy to, but it sounds like doing those psychedelics gives you access to, because I know I got, I mean, like I said, I know I got so much trauma that I've just put my head in the sand because I've been in survival mode, bro. I got to raise kids by myself. I got to build businesses. I don't got no support. I got to really hustle, 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 hustle. So when you in survival mode, when you got to work, grind, 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 figure out, oh, you got fucked over here. This person died. Oh, we got to keep going. Oh, this person died. Oh, we got to keep going. Oh, you know what I mean? When you live in that type of life, you don't really got time to sit with your traumas. Like, you know what I mean? But I feel
you also
like
understand how it's like trying to run with a 50-pound weight vest on right now. Right. And if you unpack that, you're going to fly. You are out of here. So it's worth taking the time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So this is my invitation to you. And however I can support you in that journey, bro, please lean on me, bro. Like, truly. Yeah. I don't just extend myself like that. Pause. You feel me? So however, I'm trying to get out of the habit of doing that shit as a reflex. But anyway, nah, seriously, bro. Like, let me know how I can support you, bro. Truly.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, man. I'm all ears, man. And whatever you say, if you say, "Hey, D, I got to do in Tulum tomorrow," mm-hmm. I'm booking a flight tonight because
we'll talk, bro, for sure.
I'm telling you because I know that's my next step, man. Because like those things that I'm not aware of, I can't heal, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just can't heal those things that subconscious when you just blocked out, when you block them out because you've been trying to survive. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know you understand.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah. Sure. Let me get you out of here. That's probably damn near already 10 o'clock. Let me ask you a couple real quick hitter questions, man. And then we'll just have to do this again, Brick, sometime.
For sure.
But I wrote a couple down, man. But let me ask you this, man. Give me your mentors right now, man. Give me your top three people that you kind of follow that you feel like are good to learn from.
Myron Golden, for sure.
You like Myron?
I like Myron Golden, bro. His stuff.
He's saying some shit on him.
Yeah. His stuff reached me, for sure. Man, you know what, bro? I am the type of dude that just revisit the same books over and over, right? Yeah,
give us a couple.
So right now, I'm revisiting David Hawkins' Letting Go, the Art of Surrender, I think it's called.
Letting Go?
Yeah, Letting Go by David Hawkins.
Yeah.
That one, powerful, powerful book. What else am I reading right now? Hold on, let me pull up my.
Yeah, I'm reading. Like, Myron here in Tampa, man. I go out there to holler at him like once every so often, man. He got like a little every Thursday. He has like a little get together, man. Next time you come in town, we'll have.
I want to meet him, so I'll definitely go with you to that for sure.
Yeah, or he'll come over here. We all go through a workout, all jump on a podcast together. But
that would be fire.
But Myron is like. Cause you know I'm skeptical, man. I'll be like, I think everybody full of shit, but he's real, man. He's really authentic to his message, and he like real. He's like one of us.
When it comes to that religious sector, he's the one that I really vibe with. I know how to take what I feel and what I need from the message, regardless of how it's wrapped. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So yeah, nah, Myron Golden, bro. When it comes to getting that bag too,
he's not religious though. We did a live, and he was telling me, man, he don't got nothing to do with religion. He's straight Bible. He wrote zero religion. He said he shuns religion.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But I just thought he was a pastor. Isn't he like a pastor?
Damn, bro, just keep cutting off. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, he's something like that, but he don't do religion though. He just straight, he straight Bible. He said, man, you should check out that live I did with him, man.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's on my YouTube. It's on my YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Check it out. I'll send it to you, man. But he was going in. But what else you got? You said you got Myron Golden, David Hawkins.
I'm reading a lot of like yoga stuff right now, like yoga philosophy, like Kundalini yoga. I'm like going deep on the spirituality stuff, like really learning how to harness my breath and really how, you know, learning how to move this energy through me. You feel me? So I'm on that wave. Nothing that I'm really into right now would probably appeal to anybody listening to this right now, to be honest. I'm kind of
you 40 right now, right?
Yeah, I just turned 40. I turned 40 in September.
Yeah, so you in the second chapter of your life, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kind of like is there any thoughts you had from turning 40 that's like, all right, now I want to lock in on, or are you the same?
Nah, so honestly, bro, I did feel a hit, like a shift happen, but I don't know if it's because of all the work that I've been doing on myself, or if it's, or I'm just, I think it's probably a combination of the two, but I kind of have this advanced level of like, I know who I am. And that certainty in my identity changes the way that I experience life. Like, I don't really care what people think anymore. And it's so liberating to not really have, you know, that, you know, the opinions of people holding me, you know. So that's the biggest thing that I've noticed since I turned 40. But besides that, bro, like, the path has just been unfolding very organically and incrementally over the last decade, and it's just continuing. Yeah, I'm excited to be 40 and to be in the shape that we're in. It hit different, like abs hit different when you 40. You feel what I'm saying?
We gonna be like this forever, though. The thing about it,
I'm like this. I'm like, what? Bro. Do you know? Like, come on, bro. We different. We. Point not less than 1%,
bro. Yeah, I got a tattoo, 0.0001.
Fire. That's crazy because I always say the same thing, 0.0001. That's wild.
0.0001.
That's crazy,
man.
Bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, we not from here, Brits. No, like, we non local. We non local, man. You know what I'm saying? We non local, but But yeah, man, I feel like I was telling my buddy the other day, man, like we still climbing up the hill. We ain't even started yet, for real. We really ain't even started.
It's beautiful. No part of me feels, oh, I'm 40. I should, like, nah, this is beautiful. I love how it's all unfolding, bro. I love it. I love it.
Only now exists. And so, man, our nows are just going to keep getting better and better and better and better. Like, you know what I'm saying? We are the definition of playing the long game.
Facts.
We're the definition of playing the long game. Understanding that we don't need the short-term gratification. We don't need the Bentleys and the Lambos and showing off and all that shit. Like, because at the end of the day, your health
is just coming too, though. But
it's not going to be at the expense of our mind and our soul and our bodies and our health and our mind. Like. We established that. We establishing that first. We established first seek the kingdom, and then all those things will be added unto you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck all that shit. If I'm sacrificing my time, my energy, and my life force, and my, you know what I mean? Nah. But yeah, you feel me though.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely. What celebrity, man, you like? Any favorite celebrities out here? Who you fuck with, Bricks? Nobody.
Yo, man, I don't really, listen, yo, I'm not a consumer. Yeah, I'm not really a consumer of. I like ancient wisdom, so you know the celebrities.
Give me somebody on YouTube that you listen to, like, besides Myron. Anybody that you like, man, I fuck with him.
I like Russell Brand.
He came right across the street the other day, man. I went to go see him.
Like, it's like random people like that. Like I like Russell Brand. Let me see who else I watch, man.
You really tapped in, man. This all you mean. You so similar. It's crazy, man. Thing about it evolving your spirit.
I don't really, you know. Who I watch, bro? Like, I don't really.
You watch sports anymore or not?
Yeah, well, my son. So my son is a big, you know, basketball fan. Okay. So I watch, you know, I watch sports with him. Oh, it's a dude named Hines. He's pretty dope.
What's his name?
His name is Hines, H-I-N-D-Z. Check him. He got some cool stuff. But for the most part, bro, I don't really be consuming a lot of content. I'm kind of looking through my stuff right now. I watch T.D. Jakes. I like extracting the wisdom from his stuff.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. Yeah. What's the best part about being an influencer and really being bricks? What's the best part about being bricks?
Yeah, you know what's funny? You asked me that. I told somebody the other day. I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm living the best life ever lived. Like, literally, I feel that way. And it has nothing to do with being an influencer. I don't even really label myself that. I understand what it means, and yes, I guess I do influence people. But I think the best part about being me and doing what I do is like really being steeped in my truth. You know, like, I live a life where I literally have no secrets. And what I do behind closed doors, everything I do behind closed doors, I'm willing to show to the world. Everything. And it's so freeing. To be able to really honestly say that, you know, I'm a lover of truth, and I'm also very comfortable with my humanness. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I never want to present myself as if I got my shit. I don't have my shit together. I don't. None of us really do. And I'm very aware of that. And which allows me to be okay with sharing parts of myself that may not be as, you know, flattering, right? And I love that. I love just being authentically me and being, you know, courageous enough to really truly live my truth.
Yeah. You don't mind having all your you out to the world at all times?
Like, nah, so I don't, but I'm starting to, because I'm seeing how it affects other people. Like, the other people in my life, like in relationships and my kids and all that. So if it was just me, I would share everything. Everything, bro. But, you know, I'm learning to respect the other folks in my life who the attention affects in a different way, you know?
Yeah. In terms of what, though? In terms, what do you mean?
Like, they don't. I mean, yeah, just like
when you go out, like, people know you are, like, people are kind of like,
yeah, but I'm talking about as far as sharing on social media. Like, if I'm you know, telling, you know, stories about what's going on in my relationship, that affects my show. Yeah, it's not just me. If I'm telling my story from my childhood, like, I've had, you know, my mom called me like, yo, you got the people from the neighborhood calling my phone saying this, that, and the third happened in the house. And I'm like, I got to be more mindful of that, because I'm such an open book. But I got to remember that this is not just my story. This is other folks involved in this story as well. So, yeah. But anyway, to answer your question, though, that my favorite thing about being me is how comfortable I am with my truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool that you literally get to live your purpose. Stay in shape. I was thinking about this today, walking on the beach. It's like, damn, you get to be like your fitness, your financial, and your purpose is all. That's crazy.
I love it. Right? Yeah, yeah. It's
your fitness, your financial, and your purpose. Like, that's, people search a lifetime to find one of those.
Yeah. No, it's the supreme accountability, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me. You got any guilty pleasures, Brits?
Probably sugar, you know?
Yeah. Like, in what form? Ice cream or
cookie,
candy?
Ice cream, cake, bro. I'll take it all. You know what I'm saying? Of course.
That's the biggest drug. That's the biggest drug. That's the biggest drug going, though. Sugar.
That's a fact. And I got a little system that allows me to, you know, I know how to time my indulgences and all that. But, yeah, I guess that would be my guilty pleasure. But besides that, bro, my life is pretty clean, if I'm keeping it 100. I mean, Yeah, I think at this point in my life, I've really gotten control of a lot of my lower level urges. Mm. It's just the sugar is the one that I haven't been able to defeat yet.
They say that's stronger than cocaine, though.
Yeah, not for sugar, real, bro. For real.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. What's the worst advice you ever got?
That's a good question. And I probably won't be able to recall it because whenever I get bad advice, I just fucking release that shit. Yeah. I don't even let it sit in my head or my spirit.
I hear you.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to recall. But yeah, the worst advice I ever got. Oh, listen to your dad.
What about the best advice?
Learn the language of your soul, right? To really sharpen your intuition and live life making decisions from that. Like your gut is your second brain. Learn how to listen to that guidance.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. Have you ever had any like weird fan encounters?
Oh yeah. For sure.
Give me a fan encounter, man.
This story comes up because I literally was just telling somebody about this. I did a meetup in London, yeah. Right? And it was beautiful, bro. We had about 20 some people show up. It was dope. And one of the dudes after the meetup, like, because I waited till everybody kind of left, and him and his pregnant girl followed me around London for like 5 hours, bro. Like
just walking
like behind me. Like I went in a Nike store. He just like walked with me into the Nike store. I look at him and his girl and he's like, bro. And then I try to like make unweird it by like interacting with him. And he kind of just like followed me around. It was just the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Damn, it had to be creepy though, right?
Yeah, it was wild, bro. It was wild. I mean, yeah, that's definitely the thing that comes to mind when you ask that question.
Yeah, man. I know I asked you this before. I was curious of what if you would say the same thing this time. Give me your five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Jim Rohn.
You didn't say that last time.
Yeah, I did. Jay-Z. I know I said Jay.
Jim Rohn, a monster.
What? The GOAT, bro.
You like Earl Nightingale, too?
I love Earl Nightingale, for sure. For sure. Dead or Alive, Jay, Jim Rohn. Probably... What's my man, the Indian guy that's big on social now? I forget his name.
Sadhguru.
Sadhguru. Yes, I would sit with Sadhguru right now. And you ask me this tomorrow, I probably have a different response.
Yeah, I know. I write them down every time just to see if you say the same thing.
So yeah, so Jay, Sadhguru, Jim Rohn, yeah, I don't know why I don't like questions like this for some reason, bro.
You ain't got an answer, man. Those three good ones, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that, bro.
Okay. You got two empty seats over there, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, those three right there.
Who do you think would be cool for me to interview, man? Who do you feel like out here would be cool for me to like interact with and interview?
My brother, Light Watkins.
What's your name? Light Watkins? I'll reach out to him.
One of my best friends in the world.
Okay.
I think y'all will have an interesting conversation for sure. Yeah.
Okay. What's he on?
So he's a meditation teacher, okay. Right? He's been doing it for 25 years.
Is he out there with you in VA?
Nah, he's in Mexico City.
Okay.
He's in Mexico City. One of my closest friends. The thing about Light Watkins, is you won't never notice, because I know light. He's a meditation teacher. He's this very enlightened being, but he a real nigga. You feel me? So that combination is so rare. It's rare. You feel me? But you know exactly what I mean by that.
It's like me and you.
Yeah, facts. And I think the conversation would be interesting between y'all. I want to, yeah, please. I'll help you set that up.
Yeah. I love to, man. I'm gonna get up on these podcasts, man. I really enjoy like talking to you and really learning from you, man. Cause you gotta, and like different people like that. So I'm gonna keep up with these podcasts. Give me three, last one, man. Give me three things you're grateful for, man. You can't say health, you can't say family.
This breath I just took, that breath.
Too close to health, bro. I mean,
all right. But see the thing.
I feel you.
Nah, but here's the thing, right? I've learned, so not to digress too far, the breath is such a powerful tool, bro. And I've learned. So one aspect of yoga is called pranayama, right? And it's strictly breath work, right? It's really learning how to use the breath as a tool for emotional regulation, to change your state, to access your spirit. So let me say my awareness of the power of the breath is one thing that I'm super grateful for.
And I hate to digress with you too, but how are we designed to breathe? I'm 46, man. I still don't know exactly how I'm supposed to breathe when breath is everything. Like we don't exist without the breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
nose breathing is healthier, right? It's better for your respiratory systems to breathe through the nose. Like I even do this thing where I tape my mouth when I sleep, right? Just so I can, so I can force myself to breathe through my nose.
Wow.
So do some research on that. It's a thing.
I bought those for my son because he's an athlete. I read that gives you an edge if you tape your mouth while you sleep. And I never done it, but
read the question on that. So okay. Anyway, so the things I'm grateful for. My awareness of the power of breath.
Keys.
Right. You said family, we can't, because
we know you eternally grateful for your kids and your girl.
Yeah, bro. It's just my son, bro. Like that's my, like the emergence of our relationship lately has been blessing me. But if I can't,
I'd like to learn more about that, man. We're gonna talk off camera about some
things. For sure. The spirit family that I just recently connected with in Tulum.
Mm.
Right. Shout out to Coach Get Right, Mac, my man Mo, Kane, like I connected with, it's like an instant, like, oh yeah, we spirit family. It's like timelines folded when we linked up. So that blessed me.
Real thing, huh?
Oh, for sure, bro. For sure. And divine alignment, bro, is a real thing. So I'm grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for my mentors, I have some mentors who support me. I'm nothing without the folks in my life that support me, bro. So super grateful for my mentors and the wisdom that they've imparted on me. Nature. I'm super grateful for nature and my love for nature now. Cause I grew up in the city, bro. I was a fat nigga in the city. I was so disconnected from nature. I didn't even want to be outside, right? When it's hot. So my love for nature is something that healed me significantly. So I'm grateful for that. One last thing. Music.
Mm. What you rocking out to nowadays?
I listen, bro. It just depends on the day, right? Because I'm a fan of music in general, all genres. Like you'd be surprised, what you'll run up on me listening to, like everything. So,
country, heavy metal. Yeah, what?
So, matter of fact, Shaboozy. So the dude Shaboozy, He got a country record. He's from Virginia, black dude. He got a country record that's going crazy right now. He was on two songs on the Beyonce album.
Shaboozy, I'm looking Shaboozy. Up.
Yeah, check him out. He got a song called In the Bar Getting Tipsy. It's fire. It's fire, bro. Anyway.
Is that what you work out to?
Bro, like you may run up on me. I'm listening to Adele. I'm listening to, you know, Yeba. I'm listening to, you feel me? Like, I'm all over the place. Like,
okay.
I'm all over the place. It just depends on the day. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, like, I try not to listen to too much, like, low-vibe hip-hop. But sometimes I'm in that mood, you know? Sometimes I'm in that mood. But for the most part, bro, I try not to, because I'm a music sponge. And energetically, that exchange that I get with music is serious. So I got to be extra careful, you know, sure.
That definitely could be toxic, man. But what's Bricks, man? Brick had a mission statement, man. What would your mission statement be? Or do you have a mission statement?
Yeah, it's to help heal people from the inside out, you know? I guess that's one of the missions. And also to just be a living example of what's possible with discipline and integrity.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. All right, Bricks, I'm going to get you out of here, man. Where can people find you, man? I'm going to put this on YouTube, and I'll put your links on here. But what do you want people to – what's that?
They don't got to find me, bro. It's all good. Nah, it's not even that. It's just like I don't want to close this with that. This was such a divinely guided conversation, bro. I want to
mess with the politics.
Nah. This is not the space I'm in right now. I love you, brother. I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you sharing your platform with me and having this conversation with me, brother. And I want to end the conversation like that.
Nah, that's love, man. I always enjoy our conversation, man. I feel like we in the soul family too, bro. So I'm gonna check you offline, man. I want to learn more about that get right. You know what I'm saying?
Get
right, man. Heal some things so we can keep elevating, evolving, man. I appreciate everybody jumping on tonight too and listening to Bricks, me and Bricks story. But all right, my guy, I'll holler at you, man. I appreciate you.
My guy. All right, peace.
Love. Yes, sir.